T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and Beat.
Rizzy Law Group.
Here for you.
Yep, and it's Wednesday, hump something. 102. It is 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams, the home of the Three Live Crew. I go by the name B-Dot. What's happening? My boy Drank is over there. Good morning, Drank.
What's happening? Back in the garage with the birds chirping out here in the yard.
Let's see if we can hear them. Hold on.
Nah, they like across the street.
Okay.
Every time we listen for them, they shut up.
Every single time, Rock.
Every time.
Nah, we wouldn't say nothing.
What y'all didn't see was me hold my hand up, which makes them be quiet.
Shut up.
Anyways,
all
Big Rock
is
here.
Lie.
I mean,
all
just
you do is lie.
Captain Cap. He's Captain Cap.
I am just tired. I've had enough of the lies.
He's the
I
leader have. Of Captain so, Universe.
I've had enough.
So how you gonna call me a liar? You ain't even here.
Because I know you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be there.
Yeah, some stuff you ain't got a witness. The fact that you would be standing out there with your hand in the air and the birds listening. We ain't got to believe that, right? We ain't got to believe that.
So like you the almighty or something. Like so they stopped chirping on your command.
Like
you ain't got no command.
You're not done.
You ain't got no command.
So the next time I put on my glove and hold my finger up and the falcon come lands on it, don't y'all say nothing.
All right. Well, you got my word. I won't say anything when that happens. It is hump day, Wednesday. And Roxy, a couple days ago, you and I had a conversation. You said that you had faith in the women of the triad, and you wanted to do something different. Is today the day that we will introduce said difference?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm.
Yes, and I know the women going to hold me.
You know the women are going to hold you down on this one.
I know they are.
All right.
Hey,
let's make sure we got everything on our end together, and in about maybe 10, 13 minutes, somewhere around 6:20, we'll explain what Roxy is needing the women to hold her down with and see if the women really will hold you down, because personally, I don't think they will.
Mm. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. A many men have doubted women throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
A many men.
Mm-hmm.
So that means nothing to
many men.
I was going to say that's
many,
the
many men.
The women's remix of many men.
Yeah.
A many, 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 many men.
It is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Three Live Crew on your radio. And listen, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but we've been calling people. We've been calling people that have texted face mask to 20357, and we've been hooking them up with the 102 Jams face mask. And then there's some people that ain't been getting their face mask drank because they don't answer the phone when we call.
Hey, who fault is that?
Hey, there's, you know, thinking it's a bill collector, sitting there trying to dodge the bill collector, and dodging your blessing.
I know of a young lady who asked me for a mask, and I told her what she needed to do, but then guess what?
What's up, bro?
We gave her a phone call, and she won a mask.
Are you serious?
Sure enough,
that's
asked me for
crazy.
One, did what I told her to do, got a mask.
See how God worked? That's how God worked, man.
That's what's up.
11 minutes after 6, don't you miss your blessing in 2 hours.
Y'all, a late 90s, early 2000s R&B singer has thrown her name in the ring for Verzuz, and people aren't liking it. Mm. And I'm not liking how people are talking about this artist, even though comments about her may be true.
Well, come on. Well, you may not. If their comments are true, you probably won't like mine either. Come on.
They don't think she has enough hits. And they're throwing out names like, well, who you gonna battle? A. Marie? Like, that's what they're saying. Then A. Marie get drug in it. Then
please
she have to get drug in it.
Yeah, you know she get drug. Come on. Who we talking about? Come on, please.
Maya.
Oh, child, Maya. Sit down somewhere. Sit down somewhere. Do you know how many people we got to get to before we get to Maya? How many people?
Drank right. In Maya's defense.
What defense?
Maya, in her defense, she was asked about Verzuz. It's not like she just jumped out there trying to get somebody to battle her. She was asked if she would ever participate in Verzuz, and her response was absolutely. She said she's watched a few of them, and she loves that it's a celebration of music and not two people necessarily battling each other, like, you know, with vicious intent. So she said that she really loves that, and she would be absolutely honored to do a Verzuz.
I bet she
honored,
would, John.
Honored for 10 minutes of Verzuz.
Honored like hell. Rock, I put in Maya in the system. And all we got is this one right here, Moving On with Silk the Shocker. Now, this was
okay,
dope.
Okay, that was my song.
This is your jam. But after that, all you got is Best of Me.
7 minutes of
Verzuz. That's not true.
Okay.
What about that song she had with Cisco? It's all about me. That song.
That was my song.
I thought Verzuz was about hits.
That wasn't a hit. I always thought that was a hit.
We ain't play it, Rock.
I was getting ready to say Rock.
We didn't play it, Rock.
So Rock. That wasn't a hit. Well, what about Lady Marmalade? She was on that. She could play that.
God, she was on Lady Marmalade.
Yes.
Yeah, she was on Lady Marmalade. Okay, so we got 9 minutes of Verzuz. Okay, she got 3 songs. We got 9 minutes.
I mean, she
got 9 minutes.
And she was on this. I didn't even realize this, but it's in the system. Zagazow.
Boom.
Zagazow.
She got that. Now, you know that's everybody's song. Hey. Now, you know that's everybody's song.
That it is.
Like I said before, 12 minutes of Verzuz. We got.
And she had that Rugrats theme song. Take me there. I want to go
Roxy,
there. Y'all remember
Roxy,
that?
Roxy.
Okay.
Wait, Drain.
Like,
baby girl, did you just go to cartoon theme song?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
The stretch.
So who she go? So Roxy, that's why they threw A-Marie out there. It was like, who she gonna battle? A-Marie. Dead on.
Who's gonna battle? Kaya. I mean, she got four tracks now. She got four.
Posted in front of the top. From the top.
It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. 3 Live right here on your radio. And ladies, we're looking for you. Big Rock says you're going to hold her down, and I'm telling her you're not. So there's that.
So this game stems from a conversation I was having with Chris the other night while we were out. And I was saying that I think I have, just an average amount of knowledge about sports when it comes to a woman. Like, I'm on average. Like, you know, average women know what I know about sports. And Chris disagreed.
Yeah.
So we're going back and forth about it. He's like, fine, well, I'm going to call and ask somebody. And who does he call?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, Stank over there. He calls Dot. And Dot is like, average knowledge? No, absolutely not. Adamant about it.
Well, let me tell you why, Roxy, because it was almost disrespectful to what Drankins and I do here. You know, we talk so much sports with you and talk so much and make sure that you're equipped with such knowledge. For you to think that that's just average. If you think that every woman gets that same type of tutelage that me, Drank, and Chris give you on a daily, it was almost an insult to what we do.
And for real, as much information as we give her, she should be higher than average.
Yeah.
She doesn't retain any of it.
I mean, you know, she doesn't retain a lot. But, I mean, just think of where you came from, Roxy. You didn't even really like football or any of that like that. Now you're up here winning fantasy football championships and stuff. Do you think the average female listening could win a fantasy football championship or even knows what players goes in what positions? No. If the average woman called up here right now and I said, name 4 NFL quarterbacks, they may can give me 2. If I said, hey,
I totally disagree.
What team?
I totally disagree.
If a woman called up here right now and I said, what team does Cam Newton play for? I bet she probably wouldn't know, Roxy.
I totally disagree. And I totally freaking disagree.
You see how
and
much
those
faith?
Questions you just asked right there
yeah.
were just really basic knowledge.
Yeah. And I bet you there's a woman right now Googling.
Basic knowledge.
Just so she can call up and give me the answer. She's Googling okay. right now. And she's still going to call up and say, everybody know Cam Newton played for the Panthers. And I'm going to hang up on him.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
That is, because Cam Newton don't play for the Panthers.
No, so what you're saying is disrespectful right now, because ain't nobody going to call up here and say that.
If there's a woman
now I'm sick of it.
That would like to prove that she knows at least what Roxy knows average-wise about sports, we want to play a new game. Call up right now. 336-680-1021. Why are these phone lines hot?
Exactly, because we about to put it to bed right now.
Because y'all about to embarrass yourself
okay.
right now.
Dot, you can't let them call up. Dot, you can't let them call up. You got to catch them off guard. See, because the ladies that know something calling up. Before I go, we feed the family. I ain't got no time to play with what you see.
It is 6:34, and I know when you hear that music, you're used to hearing sports, and we're going to keep it in that same theme, because Big Rock thinks that women, that she knows the average amount of sports, and she feels like she knows what the average woman knows.
Yeah.
And this morning, me, on behalf of her husband, Chris, I'm going to prove that she is above average when it comes to sports, and that the average woman does not know as much as Roxy.
And I'm going to prove that you could shut the hell up and you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. God damn.
And that's what I say about it.
Just like I told her 15 minutes ago.
That's
if
it.
A woman called her right now and we asked her where Cam Newton played for, she wouldn't know the answer to that. You know that, Roxy. If we asked her,
I don't know that.
What sport does Tiger Woods play? She might not know that.
Oh, now, Dot. Now, come on, really?
Huh?
Now, you just made me hot.
Did
I? Now, I just got hot.
Did you get
here.
Hot?
Now, hot? You didn't have to say that. Now, you didn't have to say
okay,
that.
Okay, okay. That might have been jumping out there. Everybody knows Tiger Woods. Let's go to the phones.
They have made me hot.
They've been OD. Calm down so we can play the game. Let me go to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Roxy knows more than the average woman.
Look at that, Rock.
Ma'am, if you don't get your ass.
What? Let that woman speak her truth.
Ma'am.
Good morning.
I know who Cam Newton played for.
Who Cam Newton played for?
The Patriots.
Okay.
Boom. Here we go.
Is this the Patriots fan lady, though?
No, it's not. Okay. This is a Carolina Panther fan.
Okay. Well, you would know that, too. So, ma'am, would you like to play this game to prove that you have average sports knowledge?
Sure.
Okay. Rock, how we play?
Here we go. All right. So I've got three questions that range in difficulty. Easy, medium, hard.
Mm-hmm.
To win, you've got to get 2 out of 3. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's your name, boo?
Michelle. They call her a little bit.
They call her a little bit because she only knows a little bit.
No. Hold me down, Michelle, a.k.a. Little Bit. All right. First question. What teams has LeBron James played for?
Oh, Lord.
What'd I tell you?
Now, she went to that. I thought she was going to stick with football.
When we say sports, though.
You said what?
The Lakers.
Okay.
One.
All right.
And what other teams?
Oh, she said two?
Yeah, what teams? What are all
what
the teams?
What teams has he played for?
Yeah.
Oh, all of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, Roxy.
No, you come on, Michelle. Now, you come on.
Okay. Roxy, all she knows is a little bit.
Because I thought she was going to stick with football. Yeah.
All you know is a little bit. Okay. All you know is a little bit.
Sound like she going to pass on that one, Big Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A little bit.
Now, that was the easy
one. How about?
One. Weren't that the easy one?
All right, how about this? That was easy. That was easy.
Okay.
Name 4 NFL wide receivers.
Oh, Lord.
That's a wrap.
Well, that's football. You said football.
Yeah. Right.
I threw you the lob.
I thought you were going to stick with the quarterback.
God damn.
Oh, my God.
Roxy. Roxy.
Okay. Well, Michelle can't win at this point.
So we're going to get her out of here?
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for nothing.
Michelle, to humor me, name four quarterbacks that aren't Cam Newton.
Oh, okay. Ingram, Cam. Okay, go with Roger with Green Bay. And I can't use Cam. Why can't I use Cam?
Go ahead, use Cam, child. Good gracious almighty. Go ahead.
She don't even know Teddy Bridgewater, bruh.
Bruh, and she said she was a Panthers fan.
Back with the Remus. These boys are my sons, like boys in the top 10.
Nah. Don't be calling up here now. Don't be calling up trying to play now. We ain't playing again for another hour. 7:36. Because the phone lines is crazy because Lil Bit just embarrassed all the women. So now women is trying to call
but
up and prove
that.
All the women that sit there and watch sports with their man calling up now like, nah, I'm going to call and represent.
Yeah. And don't be trying to have us on speakerphone with your man right there either.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got to have y'all. Ain't nobody got to have nobody on speakerphone for nothing.
Oh, Lil Bit should have had somebody
on
speakerphone.
We can handle this on our own. Now, she wasn't a good representation. No, she wasn't.
Oh, so now there's
but
a divide.
She ain't the majority of us.
Hey, Dot, you go back and listen to the audio, I kind of think that old Connie had her man right there by the way she answered that Steve Kirk question.
6:43, 17 minutes, and it will be 7 o'clock. 3 Live Crew on your radio. What's up, Roxy?
Kanye West, last night, going off on Twitter.
Again?
Guys, I mean, I wake up. And Kanye has gone off.
I go to his Twitter
to see all of the tweets, and they're gone. Just like yesterday morning when I woke up,
man.
And he had went off on Twitter and then deleted everything. But ha-ha, Kanye, if you think we ain't got them screenshots, you are dead wrong. Now, the tweet started with, MJ told y'all about Tommy before they killed him. Kim saved my daughter's life in the name of Jesus. It's God's choice only. I will live for my children. Chris, I'm in Cody. If you're not planning another one of your children's Playboy shoots. Then he puts up a screenshot of his conversation with Kris Jenner, which is not really a conversation. It's just him texting Chris and her not responding. But he says, this yay, you ready to talk now or are you still avoiding my calls? This yay, you want to talk or go to war? And then he puts up that screenshot and the caption was, white supremacy at its highest, no cap. Then he says, all positivity when the devil attacks. Even if I never see my kids till they are 18, because you believe white people on God, North will never be exploited by the system of white supremacy. Then he goes on to say, come and get me. Then he tweets, Larsa, with a confused face, with a thinking face emoji. Then he says, in Jesus' name, no more cap. Then he tweets the name Drake with the thinking face emoji. Then he says, should I name more? Then, and I know if you're getting confused, I'm sorry. This is how he was tweeting, you guys.
I am so lost right now.
Hey, this is how my man was going. I wish it was video, because I know the yelling. He was yelling it at the phone as he was tweeting it.
What is he talking about?
Then he says, they tried to fly in with two doctors to 5150 me. I've been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek at the Waldorf over, quote, prison reform, end quote. I got 200 more to go. This my lady tweet. He said, this my lady tweet of the night. Chris Jong-un, Lil Baby, my favorite rapper, but won't do a song with me. Then he says, Meek is my man and was respectful. That's my dog. Kim was out of line. I'm worth $5 billion and more than that through Christ. But y'all ain't listen to MJ, and now y'all want to believe them?
MJ Rock? Who MJ?
Who is MJ?
I'm thinking Michael Jackson. I'm thinking Michael Jackson.
Told y'all about Tommy's death before they killed him?
Then he said, that last one.
Tommy
last
who?
Ones. Then he said, Then he said MJ told y'all about Tommy before they killed him. I don't know.
What the hell does that mean?
Yo, he talking about Power. He said he's saying Michael Jackson told y'all they was gonna kill Tommy on Power.
Sir, can shut we, up, can we please talk how you did? Then he says Chris and Ken put out a statement without my approval. That's not what a wife should do. White supremacy, says the future president.
What's up? How you gonna wrap your mind around
now,
that?
Now there are some people that are very sympathetic, and like hashtag pray for Ye was trending all day yesterday, and people are very concerned for Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got some people because, you know, yesterday or last night, or not last night, but night before last, when he was tweeting up a frenzy like this, he announced that he's dropping an album Friday called Donda after his mom, and he dropped the track list. And so you got some people saying, why every time he dropping an album, he go through an episode?
Mm.
Every other time he's fine, but when the album about to come out, oh, it's all of this mania and whatnot. So you have some people that just aren't here for it.
Everybody's catching on, Rock. They know it's always a classic case.
I mean, Drake. I mean, this is doing it. This is next level doing it.
Yeah, some stuff you can't bounce
like,
back
if that's
from.
Doing it, this is fast. Like, how is he gonna pull, like, get this back together with his wife? Like,
and his mother in law, and like, that's just tough.
His family, like, why would he do it to this extent? Overseas got a crowd doing my shit. Can't believe that I'm still in a
female. It's 6 minutes to 7 o'clock, and yes, you're listening to 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. 8 o'clock hour, we're calling somebody to give him a face mask. If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I like her, I like her. Hey, times, hey. I'm a wiper. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. And Roxy Drankins, what business has benefited the most during this coronavirus pandemic?
Amazon.
Lowe's.
Amazon.
And I already know what you're talking about.
Roxy.
I already know what you're talking about.
Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, Drankins. Guess how much money he made yesterday?
50 mil.
Yeah.
13 billion dollars in 24 hours, Drake. Amazon has been doing so well because nobody wants to go out. So everybody is using Amazon. Their stock is going OD. The dude made 13 billion with a B, Drake, yesterday. In 2020 alone, the 56-year-old boss has made 74 billion dollars in 2020 alone. We're just in July. The richest man in Britain, James Dyson, he's the richest man in Britain. He's worth $16 billion.
And Jeff almost made that in a day.
Jeff is worth $190 billion. I'm saying these with a B at the beginning. Like, he can't spend it all. It's impossible. This music on 102 Jams is being brought to you.
Paid for by Black Pack. BlackPack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Black Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising. Here
for you. Hey, I watched Good Trouble yesterday, the documentary on John Lewis. 102. That thing was good.
Jams.
And I really want to know where your mask at. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, 3 Live on your radio. I was at the store yesterday supporting or shopping black business like I do every Tuesday. And this dude walks in the store and he does not have a mask on. And I have my mask on. And I just look at him and I'm like, bro, where's your mask? And he look at me and he's like, man, F that S. If I get it, I get it. And I just shook my head. Like, I really had no response after that.
No, what did he say to that?
What did he say to that?
At that point, you keep it moving. Just mind your business.
Eight minutes after seven.
step 6 feet to the left and keep on moving.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
Good morning. You're listening to 102 Jams.
I want you
Jams.
To stop confronting people about their mask.
Well, don't worry about it.
Now, I told you about that man that's done got stabbed up, and then the other one got shot. And then yesterday, I saw another story about a man who got slit in the arm with a knife.
I'm going to address it. I'm letting you know right now, if I'm out and I see you in the store with me without a mask on, I'm going to address it. Did you see that Karen that was on? She's sitting there filming. Everybody in the grocery store got on a mask. Everybody except Karen. And Karen gonna sit there telling us, I don't have to leave. They're like, yes, you do. They went and got the owner. He's like, listen, I don't want you in my store. Basically, you're in my store naked right now. And that is against the rules. Please step out. It's not a law that I have to wear a mask. They're like, it's a mandate. A mandate is not a law. I'm gonna show this to the world. Y'all are gonna go viral for trying to kick me out the store. Everybody's like, Karen, you have to have a mask on. One woman tried to ram her with her buggy. Like, get out of the store. I'm with that. She's talking about some, you're assaulting me with your buggy. You're assaulting me with your face when you don't have a mask on. We don't know if you got coronavirus.
Right there. That's how the fisticuffs break out. Cart. Bang.
It
oh,
is, bah, bah, bah. Man. Don't call me one day talking about you got stabbed in the store. Don't.
I won't. I'll be calling you saying I won't be at work tomorrow.
Don't
Then when you inquire and say why, I'm going to say because I got stabbed in the store.
No, don't call me. Don't.
So wait a minute.
I'm
going
to say I told you to mind your business.
That is my business.
I told you.
It's not
your business.
Yes, it is. If somebody is in the store without a mask on, that is my business, Roxy.
Sir,
that's
your
business
is to have your mask on and socially distance and stay away from people who don't. Don't call me when you get stabbed.
My mask protects them. Their mask protects me. That's how it goes.
Fine.
They're supposed to have a mask on.
Don't call me when you get stabbed.
Y'all,
okay?
Y'all should be like, yo, who did that to you? I'm going to ride. Not no, don't call me when you get stabbed for standing up for yourself.
Why I got to ride for you when I'm telling you what it is?
Ain't we partners? Is we partners or ain't we partners? I don't like either one of your silence. I don't like your silence. Jane, don't try to act like you ain't know if I was talking to you or Roxy. I didn't like your silence.
I thought that was y'all.
Go metallic night. I can shake it out. 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, and people be lying. You listen to the 3 Live Crew. That ain't a lie. This is 102 Jams. That's not a lie. And we're giving somebody a face mask in 1 hour. That, too, is all facts.
Monday, Nicki Minaj set the internet on fire when she revealed that she was pregnant. But I'm sure she didn't expect the backlash that Kenneth Petty got. I mean, the dragon, y'all, all up and down these social media streets. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even in the pictures.
That's why
he wasn't even
drugged.
In them. He wasn't even in them, y'all. And he got drugged so bad because of his criminal history. People just don't understand. And when I say people, I'm talking about Nicki Minaj fans and Nicki Minaj critics alike. Do not understand why she is, one, with this man, and two, having a baby by this man. Now, if you're not familiar with Nicki's, I believe he's her husband now, her husband, Kenneth Petty. Like I said, he does have a criminal past. He is a registered level 2 sex offender. Back in 95, he was convicted of attempted rape of a 16-year-old girl. During that attempted rape, he used a knife or a cutting instrument to coerce her in sex. He got sentenced to 18 to 54 months in prison for that. He only... Excuse me. I'm sorry.
My girl broke down over there on us.
I'm sorry. there was something in my throat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got to get it out.
God damn.
Oh, goodness.
Cut your mic off or they think you got the COVID.
Okay. No, I don't. I don't. There was just something in my throat.
No, I don't. I don't.
I don't. But he did 4 years behind bars for that. And then in 2006, he went back to jail for a first degree manslaughter charge. So he was in jail. He was in jail for like 6 years for that. So everybody, you know, they just don't understand, like, you're Nicki Minaj. Why this guy Kenneth and the dragon that he was just getting? I mean.
And that's what it is, Roxy. And that's what it is. She's Nicki Minaj. That's the only reason, because women do this every day. Women are pen pals with men in prison. They fall in love with them, and the crimes range from you don't know what.
You remember Prison Bay? That dude that had the eyes that all the girls were going crazy.
And women
over
fell in love with him just off a picture, a mugshot.
Well, y'all know I watch a lot of crime documentaries, and they're like people, men and women alike.
Say it,
they
Roxy.
Just start, they become pen pals, and then the pen pal relationship somehow turns into a romantic relationship,
love.
And they end up marrying the people.
Love. Can't fight it. You cannot. That's one thing about that love. You cannot fight it.
Because don't nobody have sweeter things to say than a person that ain't leaving for the next 5 to 10 years, Rock.
Yeah, I got a lot of sweet things to think about.
Oh,
man. I'm in here sweetening it up.
I mean sweetening it, saying the most romantical things, and I'm talking about the dude out here that you're talking to. He ain't giving you that because he's just out here free, running around, going to play basketball, going to work. But buddy that's sitting there for them 5 to 10, oh, he has put together and fantasized this romantic, beautiful life and sucks you right on in.
Mm.
Strippers. 102 Jams just saw an interesting story about Kobe Bryant. Vanessa Bryant will inherit Kobe's stake in Body Armor. Back in 2013, Kobe invested $5 million in Body Armor, and now it's worth $200 million.
One of my favorite drinks.
I love Body Armor too, drink, no cap.
Let's just try not to embarrass ourselves and everything will be fine.
It's 7:37, y'all. 23 minutes away from 8 a.m. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew right here on 102 Jams. And last hour, the women totally let Roxy down and totally confirmed exactly what me, Drankins, and her husband Chris have been telling her all along, which is what, Roxy?
I know more than the average woman about sports.
You do.
Which I don't agree. I just think that Michelle, a.k.a. Lil' Bit, was a bad representation.
Mm.
She was a bad representation.
Well, she was just a woman.
I can admit that.
She was just a woman.
Yeah.
That's
meaning
the reality.
What? That's meaning
the,
what?
That you know more about sports than the average woman. That's clear.
Yeah, that's not clear.
And we've been proving
what's
it.
Up.
That's not clear. We got more sessions of this game to go, honey.
But, if somebody called up and I said, "Who is Andre Agassi or Pete Sampras?" They wouldn't know that.
I don't know that.
You don't know what sport they play?
Out there. Dot, you shouldn't have put it out there.
I shouldn't.
Oh my goodness! Don't put it out there again. Okay. Next time, just hit them with it.
You're right.
Who the hell is Andre Agassi?
Oh,
just
Roxy,
be quiet,
come on.
Roxy. Because now you're starting to make me realize that you don't know more than the average person.
Who?
Let me go to the phones. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm trying to call up and show you guys that the women never got
food. Oh, you're trying to participate.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Tony.
Connie. Tony, you just
Connie.
Woke up. Oh, Connie.
I think she said Connie.
Connie.
Yeah.
You just woke up, Connie?
A little bit. I'm tired.
Okay.
It's all right. That ain't none of your business.
I'm just.
That ain't none of your business. None.
It just, none. You know, just sounded, a little raspy.
And?
Like my girl might have played some sports.
That's neither here nor there. Connie.
So,
yes, he got jokes, child.
Oh, you got jokes, huh?
All right, Connie, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Connie, first, wait, do you know how the game is played?
Yeah, I know about sports. I know the game,
so
let's go.
Mm. Okay.
All right, well, this game, I've got three questions. They range in difficult from easy, medium to hard.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get 2 out of 3 in order to win, okay?
Okay.
All right, first question, the easy question. How many points is a field goal?
3 points.
3 points is correct. 3 points is correct.
Mm.
All right, next question. Who is the coach of the Golden State Warriors?
Oh, Steve Kerr.
Mm.
That is correct. Steve Kerr is correct.
Mm.
And my girl has already won.
Hey.
She's already won. But just to put the cherry on top,
ain't gonna be no
Connie.
Cherry, man. Ain't gonna be no cherry.
Who is the commissioner of the NFL?
Uh oh.
Roger Goodell. That's easy.
And with that,
Hey.
Light work for my girl.
Hey, I respect
light work.
I respect it. Hey, big shout out to you, Connie. You have definitely showed that not all women, but you at the very least, have the average knowledge, as does Roxy. So I give you props on that, Connie.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick, Connie. How are you so knowledgeable about sports? Why do you like football and basketball and stuff so much? Are you around a bunch of guys, or you just grew up liking it? Can you give us some backstory on that?
Just grew up. I love sports. I'm about to go crazy because I ain't watching it now, but I love it. I always been around for my whole life.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Are you single? You married? What's your situation?
I'm married.
Married. So y'all be just talking sports. Y'all got favorite teams and be talking junk to each other?
Yeah, my crew like the Cowgirls. I'm not no Cowgirls fan.
Yeah, she even know how to disrespect.
My girl.
Hey, respect to you, Connie, man. Thanks for participating this morning.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You too, boo.
All right, now, Roxy, that does not take away from the 6 o'clock hour. Now, Lil' Bit was horrible.
She was, but we done evened it out now. Okay. We done balanced it out now.
All right, so we'll see what's up in the next hour. 8:36, we right back to it. It is 7:45, 7:45. Kanye put up a bunch of messages last night that he's deleted. Roxy told you about those last hour. Good morning.
J. Cole has written a personal essay called The Audacity, where he reveals within the essay that he is the father of two sons.
What?
Now, I knew J. Cole, I knew he had one kid, but like I said, in the essay, he revealed he's got two sons. Didn't give us much information about the kids, like their names or their ages or anything like that, but did reveal that. The essay, he wrote it for the Players Tribune, and it's very lengthy. It's got two chapters. The first chapter is called Two Mountains, and the second chapter is called We Meet Again. And it's pretty much detailing like the struggle he had battling between rap and playing basketball, and like him coming to the realization that his hoop dreams were over and he just had to move on and move forward with his career in music. I am in the middle of reading it. I haven't completely read it all the way, but thus far it is a good read. It's a really good read.
I'm interested. Where can you direct me to that?
If you Google The Audacity J. Cole, the link will be there. Like I said, I'm reading it online.
Okay. And you know he's got two songs dropping this Friday.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Haas hit me up and told me. Haas was super, super excited about it. Said, two new tracks from J. Cole this Friday! !! Probably about 11 exclamation points. Yeah.
Don't nobody need to say nothing about that, though. Nobody need to say nothing about it. Don't hype it up, because y'all know every time we get hyped.
Yeah. Don't live up to the expectations.
Yep, nope. Ain't gonna say nothing about it.
J. Cole don't usually miss though, but I'm with you though. I'll keep it. Keep my emotions reserved.
Though, in our minds, every time one of our favorites is dropping something, they say and they they let it out early. Yeah. In our minds, we just go to the top.
That's fair. This gentleman right here, Kanye West, said this one of his favorite artists, but he won't even do a song with him.
Why did he say that?
Lil Baby right here, emotionally scarred.
He had nothing to do with, not you doing, Kanye.
Seven minutes away from 8 a.m., you're listening to the 3 Live Crew right here on 102 Jams. That's B-Dot, Drankins, Roxy, and Drankins is about to try to feed the birds outside his house like they're pets.
Not like they're pets, but I just hear they sing so much. I want to feel it out my hand.
Yeah, the answer's no.
Bojangles, it's bow time.
This hour, you're going to win a face mask. 102. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. You're listening to 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. And we're getting closer and closer to NBA basketball, B-Rock.
The excitement isn't there for me, but I'm probably going to watch, but the excitement isn't there.
Well, let me tell you how they've showed what's going on down there in the bubble. Can I just explain to you some things?
Sure.
Well, they showed us the court. The court down in Orlando has Black Lives Matter right there on the court in huge, huge letters. Mm-hmm. The bench is so weird. Of course, you know, when you're looking at a basketball game, you're sitting there and the coach is at the front, then all the chairs are lined up beside it. With this, they have like three rows of chairs for the players, and they are 6 feet apart for social distancing.
Okay.
They also, around the court, well, first, instead of having the game broadcasters at a table right there on the sideline at center court,
yeah,
they'll be in plexiglass panels where they'll have separation between them and the players.
Okay.
And the entire court, this is the big one. I really want to know what this is going to look like on television, but the entire court is surrounded by large video screens where virtual fans and signage like Make Noise, which is usually up there like on the Jumbotrons and stuff like that,
right,
will pop up on these huge screens. It said the virtual technology is still being tested right now and being finalized by the NBA. But I'm interested in how...
Sounds very innovative.
It does, Rob. And I'm very interested in seeing how this goes down next Thursday. Mm-hmm. We kick this thing off, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching.
Have you seen Tobias Harris, Roxy? He's a player for the 76ers.
Mm-mm.
And during his media interviews, he will not answer any football questions. Any basketball questions. The only response that he'll have is, I want them to do the right thing and arrest those officers that are responsible for Breonna Taylor's death. And he'll get up and he'll leave. They were asking him about shirts and things going on and the different shirts that they're going to be able to wear and the different phrases on the back. And Tobias just jumped out there and said, I appreciate the shirts and I think that's cool, but the only answer that I have for you for any question today is I need them to arrest the officers that are responsible for the death of Breonna Taylor. And see, this is the part that where everybody was saying, oh, basketball is going to be a distraction. And, you know, you had the other side that was saying, no, you know, I think some of these guys are going to continue to put this on the main stage and continue to talk about the unfairness of black people and just the whole situation that we're going through right now. And as it stands so far, that has been a lot of what's going on right now. So I'm interested to see how that plays out, too. I mean, sports has been some of the best protests that we've ever had in this country, from the Olympics to Colin Kaepernick. To even now, you know, so sports, I don't think it's going to be a distraction. I really think it's going to be positive in what we're trying to promote as far as a unit. People listen to athletes. Baby. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, and yes, I was singing, and you caught that. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. Hit the button a little too early, Bit Rock. I'm still over here singing that Go Crazy.
Still over there singing.
Yeah. Bit Rock got a question for us, and it is?
Care or no? Do you care or no? And this is going to be the... these are things that people have sent to me, and they're like, did you see this, Roxy? And they cared, and so I'm just bringing it to see if you guys care, okay?
Okay,
because, you know, I try to be a woman of the people. First up on my list here, Wendy Williams announced that she will be returning to her show on September 12th, and it's going to be live in studio. If you didn't know, Wendy, she started filming from home in March, but then in May, she had to shut down filming because she was having complications, from her Graves' disease. So, reruns of her show have been airing since then. So, yesterday, she let her fans know that she is going to be picking back up her show in September. It will be live. She is very excited, and I saw a lot of Wendy fans excited. Do you care or nah?
Nah.
Yeah, I care. I mean, I'm not a huge Wendy Williams TV show fan, but I do know she had been going through the ringer over the past year. And for her to be able to bounce back, and you know how this business is, man. Like, a lot of the things we do, we have to be in a good mental space. So for her to feel like she's in a good enough mental space to be back in front of the cameras, kudos to Wendy, man.
Yeah. All right. Next up here, Jacquees. He let his fans know the title of his next album. Didn't give them any more information, but they were happy to have that. It is PTOF Volume 1, Panties Thrown on the Floor, Volume 1. Do you care or no?
No.
No.
Okay, I figured you two wouldn't care about that.
No.
And last on my list here, Donald Trump is once again trying to wage war with sports. He got on his Twitter and he tweeted, "Looking forward to live sports, but anytime I witness a player kneeling during the national anthem, a sign of great disrespect for our country and our flag, the game is over for me." Now, what I found interesting, guys, was, you know, maybe two years ago or so, people would have been outraged when they saw this. You would have saw this all over social media, up and down. But I really didn't see a lot of people talking about this comment that Donald Trump made via Twitter. And I think people are just getting tired of it. You know, just the rhetoric. We are like over it. Like, whatever, Donald Trump. Well, if the game is over for you, it's over for you. I'm
That's
still
right.
going to be
Leave.
Watching, sir.
That's right.
Okay.
Leave. That's
so
right.
Do you
Leave.
Care or no?
Yes, I care. And I care because I just don't understand. I guess, you know, on some points I do understand, but it angers me, Roxy, that he continues to add fuel to the flame of its disrespect to the flag. And he continues to fuel the flame of its disrespectful to the country. When, in essence, we found out a couple of weeks ago that a Green Beret was the one who even suggested that Colin Kaepernick does that. And when I say does that, I mean kneeling during the national anthem. It's one of the most silent protests that you can even do, kneeling during the national anthem. And for him to continue to, you know, fuel that flame of, or fan that flame of just preaching the ignorance and the misinformation of it all, it really upsets me. It really, really does. So yes, I did care. And I'm in the minority of the people that had something to say about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, no, not me. Go on, lead the game, Donald. Donnie.
8:15, y'all. 15 Don. Minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to give you a couple of songs, and then you better be by your phone.
45.
Not that rock, that pit. How many down in my sock can't hold?
Yeah, yeah. I go how I want, good. Play if you want, it's do it.
I'm young CEO, sure. Yeah. It's 8:24, man. 24 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we told you this hour we were hooking somebody up, and I'd be damned if we're not going to do it, B-Rock.
No, we're going to do it.
Oh, it's going to get done.
Okay.
And also, if there's a woman that would like to participate in Women Know Sports?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Women Know Sports. We're doing that at 8:36. If you would like to play, hit us up 336-680-1021. All right.
Hold me down, ladies.
6 o'clock hour, a little bit was horrible. She did exactly what I thought women would do. Last hour, Connie exceeded expectations. She went 3 for 3.
Got her face back.
Not sure if it's got your face back, but you know, she did a good job.
Yeah, she did a good job.
So now we're at an even playing field. We need a woman to call up and let us know if we're gonna go over the top and really get your face back. Or put you back where I know you belong, right there where Lil Bit was at.
You know what? Huh? You are so full of I need a woman to come through right now.
Can we please get a winner for the face mask
first?
Yes,
let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to LaDavid Foster?
Hey, this is he.
What's up with you, bro? This is B-Dot from the Three Live Crew, man.
I know who you are. I recognize your voice.
Well, I'm on the line with the squad. Roxy's here and Drankins, too.
Morning.
All right. Hey,
hun. All right.
Look at that. That's Kevin Hart Daddy on the phone, man.
I pull it out.
Hey, LaDavid, do you have any clue why we're calling you?
Probably because of the face mask.
Absolutely, because of the World 2 Jams face mask. Congratulations, LaDavid. You're a winner,
bro. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The Three Live Crew.
Absolutely, man.
Thank you, Ross and B. Three Live Crew.
I like that now.
I did too.
Let me ask you, LaDavid.
I'm a heavy hitter.
Are you on social media?
all day long.
Listen, man, when you get your face mask, all we ask is you just take a picture in it and make sure you tag us on social so we can repost you and let the world know you're riding with us, fam.
Always. I got you.
Hey, we appreciate you for hitting us up. And do you remember how long ago it was when you text face mask to 20357?
I did it twice. I did it yesterday, and I did it 2 or 3 days ago.
Wow. Okay. All right. So anybody that's listening, you see how that goes, whether it was
still
2 or 3 days. You still got time to make it happen,
right? Still got time.
Oh, yeah.
You can be like LaDavid Foster, man, rocking that exclusive 102 Jams face mask. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the
102 Jams, Three Live Crew, right here on your radio. B Dot, Roxy, Drankins. Sorry, you hear me laughing, but
yeah,
we just have so many behind the scenes funny jokes that just, anyways, Roxy. None of your women called up.
None.
First of all.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying maybe they did. Maybe we was talking. We don't know. Okay? Maybe they did.
I'm right here.
Maybe they did.
I'm right here looking at the phones. I've been looking at the phones since the commercial.
They about to call right now. Because I need my girls to hold me down as they always do. All right.
You sound like Travis Scott. I need.
Trying to play a game. Women know sports. If you are a woman and you think you do know sports, please hit us up and help Roxy. If not, we'll just do something else.
No, we don't have to do anything else because, like I just said, my girls are going to hold me down. Definitely. And somebody tweet me and ask, like, how we came about this game. And it all started because me and Chris are out eating, talking, and I was just saying that I feel like I'm like the average woman when it comes to sports knowledge. Like, I know the average amount of sports that any woman would know. And he's like, absolutely not.
And we proved that 6 o'clock hour.
But then it was unproven 7 o'clock hour with Connie.
All right. Let's see right now.
Let me know everything gonna be okay.
In 20 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. It is time right now to play Girls Know Sports. But the question is, do they?
Die. Huh? You know what? We will find out right now, honey.
We will. Good morning.
We will find out.
I think I know sports some.
Oh, my.
Oh, I like it.
What's your name?
Where are you calling from?
I don't like her.
My name is Marquita.
Yeah. Marquita.
What's up, baby girl?
Marquita, because you call up and you don't sound confident.
Marquita, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Danville.
Marquita from Danville.
Look, Marquita done sighed hard.
Yeah, because she can't tell you. Roxy, I think she sighed hard because she's disappointed in you because you don't have faith in her.
Yeah,
because
you don't.
She didn't have faith in herself. She said, I think I know a little bit. Okay, you got faith in yourself.
Hey, we're going to prove it, Marquita.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Explain the game to her, Rock.
All right, so it's a lot of background noise. Can you roll your window up?
Yeah, take us off speaker or roll your window up something.
It's neither or. I am on the highway, though.
Jesus.
That's a little bit better.
Are you in the back of a pickup truck?
God damn.
Okay. It sounds a little bit better. I can hear her better. All right. Okay. So I've got three questions. They range in difficulty, easy, medium, hard. You've got to get two of the three questions right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to start off on a clean slate. I got faith in you, Marquita. Here we go. Can you shut up? This has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
All right.
First up, Marquita, what does NBA stand for?
She don't know.
National Basketball Association.
Booyah. There we go. Good job. Second question. Who's the reigning Super Bowl champion?
Need
an answer.
The Kansas City.
Kansas City
Chiefs.
Mm.
That is correct. Mm. That is correct. Mm. All right.
Marquita,
so she got easy.
Marquita,
she got easy. She got medium. Now for the hard question.
Here we go.
Marquita, who is the commissioner of the NBA?
Mm.
Well, you said I only had to get two right. So.
That is true. You only had to get two.
Yeah.
You only had to get two. So you don't know this one.
The commissioner of the NBA is, I don't know. I ain't even going to guess on that one.
Mm. You want to educate a rock?
Yes, it's Adam Silver, but you did good.
Yes, you did good.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you did good.
Good job, girl. Way to hold me down.
You definitely put on for Danville. You definitely put on for women, and now women have completed the hurdle. Maybe the woman, maybe Roxy, what's the question? Does the average woman know more about sports? Is that the question? I forgot.
Yeah.
I just said I know as much as the average woman knows.
Okay. So this was proven right here. Marquita has proven that Roxy does know as much as the average woman, or the average woman knows as much as Roxy. Thank you, Marquita.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
No doubt. Get off the back of that truck, baby.
Get out that truck. Yeah, that truck.
Damn, got it.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. Bit Rock, I know you're over there with my man, and I just got a text message from my boy Chris.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't approve of the way this game is being played. Is he
Child,
near you?
Like, can his we get approval, it? Like his
Roxy
approval is needed.
It.
Excuse me, Roxy.
Roxy rigged it.
Excuse me, Roxy.
Roxy rigged it.
Excuse me, Roxy.
What?
Rigged.
Is my man near you? Can we get a microphone for Chris?
He's right here.
Let me speak to Chris. Please, give him some headphones. Let me speak to the homie. It's 13
minutes.
Well,
I can't hear what's going on.
It's okay.
On.
We don't need you right now, Roxy. I'll let you get your rebuttal. Let me speak to my man. Because
right,
he was there.
On.
Wait a minute, just for clarity. He was there when this game was thought of and put together. Am I correct?
Yes, he was.
You all together went over questions for this game. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. Can I please speak to Chris?
One moment.
Because there's been something about it I ain't liked either, but I just didn't want to daggone put
what?
It out.
What? What? What?
Yeah, right. This is
real. I'm going to let y'all do what you do.
But I'm
yes,
I see what's going on, but I.
But whatever. Chris. For my man. Good morning to you, Chris. How you doing?
The game is rigged, ain't it, Chris?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, bro. I was sitting there listening to the game. I ain't like it.
Now, what is it that you weren't liking about it, Chris?
It's rigged.
Shut up, drunk.
It's not an accurate representation because y'all put out what the game was.
Okay.
So women that know sports are calling.
That's right. That's right.
Next time, a game like this, you got to do it where you just tell random women to call in and they don't know what they're playing.
Mm, that is, now, honestly, Drankin said that in the 6 o'clock hour. That is very true. Drankin said that.
Yes, because only women that really know something about sports are calling. That's why it took so long to get calls, because a lot of women wasn't calling because they don't know.
Now, this was my thing, Chris. I have been on a radio show or something like that where when you call in and they ask you a trivia question, and it is something that I'm very knowledgeable about, but because I'm right there on the spot, I can't give the correct answer in the time frame. So from that perspective, I wanted the women to know that they were calling up, at least let them know that they were calling up about sports. You felt like that was too much of an advantage.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Got to ask the men now. I'm putting it out to the other men now. What do you think? Do you agree with Chris, Roxy's husband, in the idea that if we're trying to gauge the sports trivia of the average female listener, should we not let them know that they're calling up to get sports questions asked to them? Or should we give them at least that? Let them know, listen, if you know sports, you want to talk sports, call up here. What do you think to our men that are listening? Now, I know that our listening audience is majority females, but if there are any men listening right now, just hit us up, 336-680-1021, and just let us know, do you think that we're rigging the game by letting the women know that they're calling up about sports? I appreciate you, Chris.
No problem, bro.
10 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock, y'all. Good morning. Hey, Chris, run that house. Y'all see it? I see it.
Girl, I want to see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk.
On my outfit. I don't text quick, because I ain't thirsty. Be just mad, man.
All right, we got 6 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Girl, I do high income.
And we just, you know, we've been playing this game. Girls know sports. But my man Chris woke up. My boy didn't even hit the bathroom first. My boy went straight there to the wife and said, I don't like the way this game is being played. Sent me a text message. I don't like the way the game is being played. So we put my boy Chris on the phone. Asked him, like, what's the problem, Chris? And he brought up a very good point. If we're trying to see what the average woman knows, then just telling the women that like sports to call up, that's skewing it. That's skewing it right there. That's almost directing it in the way that is, you know, advantageous for Roxy and her perspective. I hadn't thought about that, but you know what? I would like to apologize to my boy Drank.
Yeah.
Because in the 6 o'clock
for
hour,
what?
In the 6 o'clock,
because I said it, Rob.
He said that 3 hours, 2 hours ago. He said that. He said, yo, like, don't even tell them what they're calling for. Just when they call up for something random, then start asking them sports
just
questions.
Bop.
And I felt like that was a bit sabotage because, you know, when you're put on the spot like that, it's something that you might know. But when you're put on the spot, it might freeze you up a little bit. So I didn't feel like that was an adequate gauge either. So we're going to the phones. We need to holler at the men. Men, what do y'all think would be a better way to play the game?
Yo, Dot, run the play action, bro.
Run the play action?
So tell the women they're calling up about something that they would know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they call up, hit them with the sports thing. And I guarantee you, you're going to have a very different outcome.
Boom. Don't even tell them it's sports, but just say, I need a woman to call up, and we want to talk about something that you know about.
That they know everything about. You know what I mean? Like, the average woman would know. And then once you hit them with that play action, then you're going to really see. Because, I mean, I agree with y'all. The average woman does not know diddly about sports. They really don't even care.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's fair. Yeah, the average woman. Just the average woman that was at a Super Bowl party.
You act like you know women. You act like you know women.
That was uncalled for.
You don't even know women. Like
totally. You might know women.
Probably ain't got no woman calling up here talking about women.
Rossi. Good morning.
Hello. I was just wanting to make a comment on what y'all were talking about on the radio.
What's up, Shug?
About the trivia.
Yeah, what about it? Because we asked for men to call in, but I'm going to listen.
What y'all asking for men to call for? What have I missed?
I'm sorry. What did you say, sweetheart?
Wouldn't it be the same as, like, you go do a trivia night where you have a topic and you have to answer questions about that certain topic, like, you know, when you go to bars and stuff like that?
See, that's why we asked for men to call up. That's why.
We told
men.
This
number right here. Cabe!
Man, that's red as fuck.
Cabe, you Cabe.
Exactly. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come
yeah, Cabe.
Goodbye.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and Beat.
All the hottest jams you just heard on 102 were brought to you by
102 Jams.
Yep. Good morning. It is 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. Good morning, baby.
T-Pain told a story about a studio session with Travis Scott that got Travis drug up and down these social media streets. Do you hear me?
Mm.
Did y'all see the dragon Travis Scott got a few days ago?
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, T-Pain, he's on Twitch. And he does these sessions where he just gets on Twitch, he talks to his fans, and he tells stories about how he created certain songs, about, you know, experiences he's had with different celebrities or different, other artists in studio sessions. And one night he's on and he's talking about a studio session he had with Travis Scott. So he said that Travis Scott, this is before Astroworld dropped, and he's like, Travis Scott was just playing him some stuff from Astroworld, and T-Pain is like, he was feeling inspired by that. And so, you know, he was pulling up some stuff he had, and he was telling Travis Scott, like, you know, I can put this, you know, I can produce it like this and put this beat on that and put this sound there. And he says while he's doing all this, he's facing his computer and Travis Scott and his friends are behind him. T-Pain says, y'all, I promise I wasn't talking no more than 3 or 4 minutes. And I turn around and Travis Scott and his friends are asleep, like knocked out. And he says he doesn't know how, but somehow Travis Scott was asleep standing up.
Like a horse.
He said that he felt so awkward he felt uncomfortable waking them up because it just was like an awkward situation there in the studio. Then he goes on to say that, you know, after that, he really wanted to work with Travis. So, you know, he scheduled some studio time, had a few sessions. Like, there was one time where Travis Scott was even complaining about the volume of the speakers, like it wasn't loud enough. So T-Pain even went and bought new speakers specifically for Travis Scott, schedules these studio sessions, and Travis Scott just ghosts them, like totally stands him up, never comes. So, of course, wow. This story gets out and people are like, who the hell does Travis Scott think he is to treat T-Pain like that? And that is how the dragon began. Travis Scott, he gets wind of it. So he addresses it. He says, listen, I wasn't asleep on T-Pain. He says, like, this was the end of the day. So, like, I was just blasted. Like, I don't think I was asleep. I was just blasted, you know, kind of zoned out. But he thought I was asleep. And he ended, you know, his side of the story by saying, you know, it is all love with T-Pain. He has nothing but love and respect for him. And T-Pain said the same. Like, it's all love between the two.
That boy was high as hell, Rock. That boy was
sleep
high. I'm talking about standing up, bro.
Gone.
Two sheets in the wind. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. I wish more artists told studio stories like that, man. I know it's a plethora of them, dog.
Oh,
a plethora.
Yes, bro. Oh, yeah. Like, that's a show. And I would watch it.
Yeah, I just put a drum on a no kill tick. I just want we got a.
It's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. B-Dot, Drankins, Roxy. And yesterday, Dave Chappelle actually hopped on a jet and flew out to holler at Kanye face to face. Saw a video they put up where Kanye was like, yo, Dave, can you just tell us a joke to lift our spirits? And Dave said, an uplifting joke? You know I don't tell those. Everybody just bust out laughing. And it was like, well, that was the laugh we needed right there. Thanks, Dave. But then after Dave leaves, apparently Kanye relapses and goes on a Twitter rant.
Thanks.
And it starts with, MJ told you about Tommy before they killed him. Kim saved my daughter's life in the name of Jesus. It's God's choice only. I will live for my children. Chris, I'm in Cody if you're not planning another one of your children's Playboy shoots.
What is Cody? What is that?
That's his ranch in Wyoming.
Okay.
And then he puts up a screenshot of messages that he sent Kris Jenner where he's asking her if she's ready to talk. She's not responding to him. And the caption to that was, white supremacy at its highest. No cap. Then he says, all positivity. When the devil attacks, even if I never see my kids till they are 18, because you believe white people on God, North will never be exploited by the system of white supremacy. Then he tweeted, come and get me. Then he said, Larsa, thinking face emoji. In Jesus' name, no more cap. Drake, thinking face emoji. Should I name more?
Who's Larsa?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, man.
The only Larsa I know is Scottie Pippen's wife, Larsa. That's the only Larsa I know. Then he said, they tried to fly in with two doctors to 5150 me. I've been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek at the Waldorf for, quote, prison reform, end quote. I got 200 more to go. Then he says, Meek is my man and was respectful. That's my dog. Kim was out of line. I'm worth $5 billion and more than that through Christ. But y'all ain't listen to MJ and now y'all want to believe them.
You talking Michael Jackson? What is MJ?
I think it's Michael Jackson. I don't know.
Michael Jackson.
Good morning.
MJ is the grandmama.
MJ is who?
MJ is Kris Jenner's mother.
What's her mama name?
Yeah, who's Tommy?
See, I don't know who Tommy is, but MJ is the grandmama.
MJ
see, I don't know if it's about Michael Jackson because
Tyra
wasn't even out when Michael Jackson was alive.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
I think Drake was being funny.
MJ told y'all about Tommy before they killed him.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but I do know MJ because she on the—that's Kris Jenner's mother, and she always been there.
She'd be on the show. Okay, I appreciate that clarity.
Her name is Mary Jo.
Yeah,
man.
Good morning.
So Kanye was talking about Michael Jackson giving a rundown about. Remember he did a press conference before he died. He was giving a rundown about Tommy Mottola, how he's a devil,
I can't hardly understand you.
Tommy Mottola.
I did hear that
about Tommy Mottola.
Yeah, he said MJ did a press conference or something where he talked about Tommy Mottola being the devil and stuff.
Yeah, I remember
okay.
He was saying that Tommy Mottola is the devil. How Sony Records trying to play him.
Yes, okay. Tommy is the CEO of Sony Music.
Okay. Appreciate you, bro.
Okay, so MJ was Michael Jackson and not...
Yeah.
Kris Jenner mama?
MJ was Michael Jackson. Yes.
I was getting ready to say, have they ever showed Kris Jenner mama?
Wait. 102 Jams, 3 Live on your radio, baby. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. And we're going to let Khalid talk to you. This is the remix of Megan Thee Stallion and Yo Gotti. 9:36, the final episode of Girls Know Sports, or do they?
Come over here, let me speak to you, baby. Talk to your body.
102 Jams, man. Chris Rock just put up a stupid video. He said that this video was banned from MTV. And it is some of the most ridiculous. It's a parody of Hey Y'all. If you're interested, just go to Chris Rock's Instagram and you can see it yourself. It's pretty funny.
See, you never snooze-worthy breakfast. Where you
at? 9:35, it is time to play the final edition of Girls Know Sports. Got a young lady on the phone, says she's been trying to play all morning. Are you ready, Big Rock?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Hey, I'm calling to answer the questions about the sports.
See, rigged.
She's
rigged.
A woman.
Yeah,
she's not the average woman.
The average woman doesn't call up here and say, "Hey, I want to talk about sports."
No, seriously, I was just listening, and I was like, "I am literally the average woman, and I know like just a tiny little bit."
This is the last time for the hour. Roxy drank. Should we let her play?
Let's go.
All right.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sierra in Greensboro.
Sierra calling from Greensboro. All right. Roxy, you want to explain to her the game?
Yes. All right. So I've got 3 questions. All right. One's easy, one is medium, and one is hard. That's the level of difficulty. You've got to get 2 out of 3 right in order to win.
Okay.
All right. What's your name, boo?
Sierra.
Roxy just told us Sierra from Greensboro.
Sierra.
Gosh.
My apologies.
You need to pay attention, Roxy.
All right, Sierra.
Because I didn't remember either. I just wrote it down that second time. That's not here nor
there. Okay. It's not. You're the one who did that. All right, Sierra. Here we go, boo.
Uh-huh.
How many points is a free throw?
Ooh. Jesus. 4?
Okay, no, that's incorrect. That's incorrect.
That is incorrect. Roxy, would you like to educate her?
Yeah, 1. 1 point.
1 point.
1 point.
Was that the easy question, Roxy?
Yes, that was the easy question.
Oh, joy.
All right. I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah. Come on.
Name...
Go to a different sport.
Okay, we're going NFL here. Name 2 NFL tight ends.
No. Go to number 3.
I don't know.
Yeah. Can you name 2 NFL running backs?
What's the this? Guy from Charlotte.
Ooh, the guy from Charlotte.
Okay, watch this. Can you name two items sold in the concession stand in football game?
Popcorn and hot dogs.
I would like to say that today is National Hot Dog Day, so somebody go out there and get themselves a glizzy. All right. She's 0-2, Roxy. So would you like to ask her the 3rd question amusement?
Let's roll with it.
Sure.
Okay.
What team did Michael Jordan retire from the final time?
What?
The hard side.
Yeah, that's not even a hard question. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Right. All right, let's get... Okay, I know she's already lost. But give her another easy question so she can just leave with some confidence.
Don't you patronize me.
No, okay? I'm serious, Roxy. Something from earlier or something. Maybe easy. I'm serious. Just so she can leave with some confidence. Because she called up confident. She felt like she knew sports. But then she asked, she gets these three questions and she doesn't.
Okay.
I just want her to leave with some confidence.
How many points is a field goal?
There we go.
You should have.
Oh, my God.
You should have gave a the Carolina's NFL team is the what? The Carolina what?
Yeah.
The Panthers.
There we go.
Boom.
There we
confidence.
Go.
Confidence. Confidence.
That's the average woman sports right there.
The University of North Carolina Chapel Hill's mascot is the what?
Is it I don't know.
I tried to let her leave on some more confidence.
Yeah, we should have just left with Panthers.
We should have just left with Panthers, yeah.
Sierra, I appreciate you for participating this morning. Thank you, baby.
Thank you so much.
No doubt. No, Sierra. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, just get off the phone. Get off the phone.
All right. I think something strange is happening to me, and I really don't know exactly what it is.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, man. Like, you know, people send me music all the time and want me to listen to their stuff. And this dude just sent me, well, this chick, she's been trying to promote this rapper out of Durham, and she's been blowing up my DMs on Instagram. And I just listened to the track that she sent me. And, you know, when I'm talking about flow, the dude's flow was decent. You know, his voice and his confidence on the track was cool. But all he was doing was killing everybody. I mean, he had a 30-piece, 40-piece, 50-piece. He's killing people for money. He's popping his top off because his head was too big. And I'm just listening to all that, and I'm just like, that's whack.
Sick of that message.
Like, and Drake, like, I don't want to be on some, I'm sick of that message, but it's almost like if you're gonna talk about that, at least do it in a way that's creative or a bit different, or just naming guns and how many bullets you got and what and how you'll kill somebody and all of that. Like, yeah, I might be sick of that message, bro.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sick of that message.
I might be sick of that. It might be, because I told you. Yeah. Well, I started at the top of this rock and said something's going on, but I don't know exactly what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But maybe Drake is right. Maybe I am just sick of that message. Like, even the bigger picture with Lil Baby just went off. And in that, he was saying how, you know, he didn't tell folks to, you know, to sell dope, and he not necessarily, you know, like the cops, but he likes peace in his neighborhood. Like, that's where I am. Like, I ain't never murdered nobody. I don't even own a gun. I don't even have a gun as permit. So I'm not a gangster, but I've lived a bit of a ratchet life, you know, and I've had my share of run-ins with the law and just doing things that I'm happy to still be here for and stuff like that. But we all grow. We all mature at some point. You know what I'm saying? And I was looking at the documentary yesterday, Good Trouble.
Good Trouble. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's talked about a lot, but it really put it in perspective how young those dudes were. Like, Martin Luther King wasn't 40 when he got killed.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when they were walking on the bridge from Selma to Montgomery, like, John Lewis was on the front lines. He's the one with the book bag on. He was 23, 25 years old. Like, so that is the age group that has to propel the movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when that age group is mainly talking about the 30, 40, 50 piece and popping tops off, Drake has told us at 6 o'clock this morning, y'all saw what happened in Chicago? They had a funeral. They had a funeral in Chicago, and 14 people get shot when they have a shootout at the funeral. Now, the issue I have is I don't want to be preachy. You know what I'm saying? Like, but something got to change in the rhetoric or the message that's being put out there. And, you know, it's such a machine now that this is the type of music that sells. This is the type of music that people want to hear or allegedly. And so it's difficult to try to change that. I'm not even saying change the music or stop the music, because I don't think that's realistic. But I don't know, man. Something just really, really has just been rubbing me the wrong way lately. I just wanted to share that.
No doubt.
Here go the baby, man. He gonna give you some issues, some bop in it.
You know everybody.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. 6 minutes and it'll be 10 o'clock. Right, you know what that is. I'm right here, dog.
We right here, dog.
Where my dog's at? What must I go through to show you ish is real? Let's go. Turn me up, X.
Tonight is the night.
No.
Turn me up, X.
Tonight is the night. DMX versus Snoop Dogg on Woo-hoo! Versus. 8 o'clock. It's going down.
But I'm going to stay gritty. All for the money. Is you with me? Woo! Talk your ish, DMX!
Sir, can you calm down, sir?
No! Hell yes. No! Listen, tonight, I'm topless. I'm barking.
Oh, you're topless.
Yeah. I'm going to be as much full throttle DMX that I can be tonight, man, because he going to need everything. He's going to need all of that to be.
He's
going to
need all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to need all of that. Yeah.
Oh, this where you at tonight, Drank. Lottie Dottie. We likes to party.
Nah,
all
nah,
Snoop
nah,
did
nah,
was
nah.
Dang on.
Wouldn't even went there. No, I wouldn't even went there. You done played Lottie Dottie. No.
What you wanted to play? Drop It Like It's Hard? What'd you want to hear?
No, I wouldn't have went there. I would have started off with some classic Snoop and just ended him real quick.
What, Gin and Juice?
Dang, you go to Gin and Juice now. That's heavy. That's heavy, Gin God, and Juice now.
That thing do hit, don't it? God,
that's
God.
Heavy.
God,
that's heavy.
So, Dot, you have DMX, Drank, you have Snoop Dogg. I really don't care. I don't have anybody. I'm just a spectator, really. So we'll see.
I'm just hoping tonight DMX is high as hell and he prays.
He doesn't do that anymore.
No. I'm hoping DMX start falling behind and he busts out into a little speech, one of his little rants.
Yeah.
And it go awry.
And I hope Snoop come out there with that dumbass bonnet on and we just start deducting points as soon as he come on the screen with that little stupid silk wrap thing he be wearing. How about that?
Nah, you know he going to get his dreads done.
Probably is. God, tonight, man, what time? 8 o'clock?
Yes, 8 o'clock.
You know this a big deal, man. You know I got speed dotting at 8:30. I've moved speed dotting to next week, Roxy. Yeah.
Because my man moved this show.
Moved speed dotting to next week. We taking a week off so that we can get to this battle tonight. Yeah.
Man, this one?
Well, I mean, I ain't wanna have that competition.
Oh, I see.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow, man, for your Thoughtspiration and your throwbacks.
Stay like crew, Drake and Rock and Beat. Stay like crew, Drake and Rock and Beat. Stay like crew, Drake and Rock and Beat.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!